Well, good evening. Anyone that doesn't know me, I'm Tim Velikiu Jr. A lot of you guys know me from the years. You know, this is out of my comfort zone by far. Anybody sees me on a Sunday, the back row's mine. I've moved up to about the thermostat now, so I own that. But probably 3 or 4 months ago. About 3 or 4 months ago, we had a visiting church in here. I was here myself worshiping, and I was going through a lot of stuff, you know, and I'm just sitting there worshiping, singing, and I just stopped and was praying to God, and I was like, Lord, I don't care what I'm going through, just use me. I don't care what it is, you know, and He knows what we can and can't do. So probably about 5 minutes went by, and I had to use the restroom, so I stepped out. On my way back, Jason Armstrong stops me and says, hey, Tim, I need you to pass an offering plate out. I'm like, really? That fast? You know, because he knows my limitations right now, you know. So I told him, sure. I said, I'll do it. So I went ahead. We passed the offering plate out, you know, which we normally don't do a lot of here. So to me, that was a sign that that's what happened to me. You know, He's using me. And after we'd done that, I had like $30 in my pocket, which I have money that I save in my bill account that I don't touch, you know. So I said, I'm just going to throw $20 in that plate. So I ended up switching money around so I could do what I had to do to get groceries for the kids coming home in the week, and trusted in that, you know, moving forward with that. Well, after I got done passing the offering plate around, that's when I told Jason about what I prayed and stuff, and he was like shocked. He was like, man, that's cool. You know, it seems small probably to some people, you know, but it was huge to me. And yes. But about a week later, after I put that money in there, I get a check in the mail for $160. My escrow was overpaid, which I would never know because it's all done in with my house payment. So I guess just goes to show, no matter who you are, you know, that you can be used. It might be this much right now and then someday be this big, but I guess that's my testimony, that, you know, I was pretty tickled with that it happened like that. So
that's a big deal. Hey, you get an amen.
You know, the Lord doesn't start out by telling you, if you've never been used by God, go to the funeral home and raise the dead guy. I mean, He just doesn't start out like that. And when Timmy gave me this, when he gave me the testimony, he was so excited. And you could just see how the Lord was saying, hey, and you know what He does? He tests your heart. That's what He does. He'll test your heart. Oh, so you want to be used. Okay, do this. And then it just up to you to have enough nerve to go through with it. Pretty neat. Wait, yes, Kirk.
Before you go on, I want to say something about that.
No, go ahead.
The other thing that you might overlook in that story is that Jason was used by the Lord.
Right.
He didn't know it. You know, he was just out there looking for somebody. I mean, I'm sure the Lord didn't say to him, Jason, you must go pick Tim because he just prayed to be used. But somehow, you know, Jason, in just the average course of life, maybe he looked and he moved and he came, but yet that was the Lord. And I want you to understand, a lot of times the leading of the Lord can be a very natural experience. You don't always have to hear a voice from heaven or see a blinding light. It can just be a natural course. Like Catherine, are you going to share anything about your reconnecting to Jessica? Come and say, because I think that's the same kind of testimony I'm talking about, how just a normal course of life, you know.